3 weeks after Auckland returned to COVID alert level one, some businesses in the central city are still struggling to survive. Latest figures show foot traffic is down 30% and spending has slumped by a quarter compared to this time last year. Jean Bell reports.
Sunny Corshell manages the Shakespeare Hotel and Brewery in Albert Street. He was hoping for a boom this Tuesday after Labour weekend, but it didn't happen.
On Tuesday, we had just one person for the lunch.
Mr. Corshell is also the spokesperson for a group of Albert Street businesses. They've been hit by a double whammy of COVID-19 and the city rail link construction.
I have been losing on an average $10,000 a week from a couple of years now. And I've nearly lost $2 million so far. And it's been very, very hard.
He says the inner city needs more events and festivals, although he's not expecting much from the America's Cup in March.
Unless and until the international borders open, Auckland City is not going to come back.
Sunny has worked at Kiwi Souvenirs, a gift shop on Queen Street, for 8 years. She says the business has been dead since the first lockdown.
This week, just no one at all. Long weekend, have little people come to visit Auckland, hope broke again. Where's everyone gone?
She's not holding her breath for a summer rush either.
Because we are a souvenir shop, if the borders not open, I don't have any hope for anything.
Michael Barnett from the Chamber of Commerce agrees parts of Queen Street are doing it tough.
I think with Queen Street, it really depends on where you are. There's some that are saying that the traffic is down 40%, but I think if you looked at the overall centre of the city, you would say that the trend is in the right direction.
Along on High Street, business is back to pre-COVID levels at Unity Books. Owner Joe McColl says there was a flood of customers after lockdown.
Just a tsunami of customers through the door, pretty much, but that happened even before that, really, at about level 2.5, you know, as many customers as could possibly fit into the shop, as was safe at that stage, but now it's pretty much just back to the way it was.
As for the dead parts of Queen Street, Michael Barnett says there is still one big problem.
Queen Street is still a street of cordons and cones, and we need to do something about getting rid of that.
Mr. Barnett is also urging more workers to return to their inner city offices instead of working from home. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Jean Bell DNA.